34 Sunday, Christ the King, Year C, Ordinary Time. The first reading from the second book of Samuel, chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "Behold, we are your bone and flesh. In time past, when Saul was king over, it was you that led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David make a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel." The second reading from the letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 12 to 20. Giving thanks to the Father who had qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He had delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominion or principalities or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God were pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. Third, the Gospel. From Luke chapter 23, verses 35 to 43. And the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at Him, saying, "He saved others, let Him save Himself, if He is the Christ of God, His chosen one." The soldiers also mocked Him, coming up and offering Him vinegar, and saying, "If you are the King of Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over Him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed Him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked Him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man had done nothing wrong." And He said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into the kingdom." And He said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. only cry it worthy to be our king. People would like to have a king who is both talented and virtuous to govern them in love and justice. But it is very hard to find such a king in this world. Sometimes they could find one, but this kind of king doesn't last very long. People should not be hopeless, because God prepared for people a perfect king from the beginning of the history of salvation to govern them eternally. Today's reading introduces to people that king, Christ, and his ideal kingdom in heaven. In the first reading, King David is considered the most ideal king of the Israelites because he had talent to unite all Israel's 12 tribes at one kingdom and to expand its boundaries to the furthest end. The Israelites constantly desire to have such a king to appear again and to govern them forever. In the second reading, the author of the letter to the Colossians provided theological reflections about Christ's kingship, kingdom, and the revelation which the faithful shall be enjoyed through Christ's death and resurrection. Christ liberated his people from sin and the devil's power, bring them into the fullness of life, kingdom, and govern them eternally. In the gospel, Christ triumphed over sin and death by his suffering death on the cross, and is ready to receive into his kingdom all who recognize and believe in his kingship. Second analysis, the first reading. Behold, we are your bone and flesh, ring over it. The third point. David was anointed to be the Israelite's second king. After the time of the judges, the elders gathered and came to the prophet Samuel to ask him for a king at their neighbor country so that this king shall govern and lead them to fight in time of war. Samuel was very upset because he thought if he grants them, he shall oppose God's kingship. After took counsel with God and warned them of many sufferings they must endure if they have a human king, he anointed Saul as the Israelite first king. But Saul did not please God. He commanded Samuel to come to Jesse's house in Bethlehem to anoint David, Jesse's youngest son, who was a shepherd. After he was anointed by Samuel, David governed only three tribes, which are Ephraim, Judah, and Benjamin, in 7 years at Hebron. King David is a God-fearer, had military talent. He conquered Jerusalem city, which is well known for a very difficult city to attack. He is also a good leader and king. When other tribes heard about his fame, they gathered and came to meet him at Hebron and said, "Behold, we are your bone and flesh. In time past, when Saul was king over, it was you that led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord said to you, You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over Israel. King David established with them a covenant at Hebron before God. Then they anointed him as the king of Israel. Only in David's time, all the tribes united and expanded their boundaries to the maximum. To all the Jews, they still consider David an ideal king, and he reigned at the most glorious reign of the Israelites. King David chose Jerusalem as the capital of the new kingdom, both Israel and Judah. Second point. Right is the king in David's lineage. After David reigned, the kingdom was divided by two at the end of King Solomon's reign and gradually declined. From that time, the Israelites always expect a king like David to come and to reign over them. The books of Psalms and the prophets mention many times that the Messiah shall come from David's lineage. He shall come to unite the Israelites' 12 tribes and reign over them forever. His kingdom shall be without end. The prophet also foretold that the Messiah is not only the Israel king, but also the king of all nations of this world. Jerusalem is chosen to be the place where the Messiah shall gather all nations. Second reading, right power and kingdom. The third point. Christ came to liberate his people. According to the ancient custom, the king can bring all people of the conquered nation to his own kingdom. This is the reason why the Israelites were on exile to Assyria in 720 BC and the Judah high to Babylon in 587 BC. The author of the letter to the Colossians applied this custom to Christ's victory. He liberated the faithful first from darkness to full of light place. Living in the world, people are surrounded by all kinds of darkness, which are wrong teaching. Christ is the light. He comes to enlighten people by bringing the truth and God's revelation. Second, from slavery to freedom. When people commit sin, they become slavery for sin and death. Christ comes to liberate people from power of sin and to lead them into his glorious and eternal kingdom. Third, from being condemned to being reconciled. When people sin, they must pay for it. Christ comes to take away people's sin and to reconcile them with God. Therefore, in the Son, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. Lastly, from Satan to Christ's kingdom. Before Christ's coming, Satan dominated people. Christ came to destroy the sin and death, which are Satan's power, to lead people to his kingdom in heaven. Second point. The relationship between Christ and his faithful. There are a deep meaning in the relationship between Christ the King and the faithful, With the author of the letter to the Colossians want us to meditate, not to stop at the facial relationship between the king and his people. First, Christ is God's word. To him, the whole world is created. This is the concept with the wisdom books, such as Proverbs, Wisdom, Baruch, and the prologue of the four Gospels developed. Christ is God. He is the king not only of people, but also of the universe. All powers in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, are dependent on his power. The author of the letter to the Colossians described this concept as follows. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether throne or dominion or principalities or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. People must accept Christ as their king, for they were created by him. They are his bone and flesh. Second, Christ keeps all things in their being. He is not only the cause of existing, but also the cause of continuing to exist, as the author say. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. The faithful can continue to exist by grace of the sacraments established by Christ. He is the head of the body, the church. People should be destroyed because of their sins, but Christ volunteered to die in their place to redeem their sin. Therefore, people will not be destroyed. Third, Christ helps a human being and all creatures to reach their end. He gloriously resurrected. He is the firstborn from the dead. People, after being reconciled with God, are also brought into Christ's kingdom so that he could reign over them forever. Fourth, Christ reigns not only the body, but also the human soul. For a kingdom to have a true peace, we need not only a talent and virtuous king, but also obedient and lovely people. There is no human king who can rule people's soul. Only Christ has power to do that. He must govern both their soul and body for his kingdom to be in true peace and love. In a word, only Christ, who is both the king and the law of all people, can have all the qualities of the ideal king to govern people forever. Third, the gospel. This is the King of the Jews, the first point. Christ chose the way of suffering to be the king and to liberate people. There are two things in today's passage, though the Jews did not want them, but God in his providence let them happen. First, Christ is the King of the Jews. This title over Jesus' head is written in three languages, Latin, Hebrew, and Greek. How can a person who endured such kind of death be the king of the Jews? That is why in the four Gospels, the Jewish chief priest came to Pilate and said, "Do not try the King of the Jews." But this man said, "I am the King of the Jews." But Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." See John chapter 19, verses 21 to 22. Second, right, liberate people from the power of death. To save people from sin and death, right must save himself. That is why the soldiers, people, and the leaders jeered and challenged Jesus to save himself so they could believe in him. They did not expect God shall liberate him from death by letting him resurrect. Second point. Right kingdom is reserved only for those who believe in him. This is the only condition to be citizen of right kingdom. Only in the third gospel, we have a report that people choose the reward or the punishment for themselves underneath of the cross. Third, the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him. They challenged Jesus. He said, "Arthur, let him save himself. If he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him vinegar and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." By saying the word, the people chose the punishment for themselves. Second, Jesus promised for the good thief, but the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man had done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." By putting his faith in Jesus, the good thief chose the reward for himself, confirmed by Jesus. Application in life. Only Christ is deserved to be our King because he created, redeemed, and shall lead us to his kingdom and reign over our soul. In his kingdom, there shall be no more suffering, death, and injustice. He shall reign over eternity and in love and justice. The only condition to be Christ's citizen is to believe in him. Asking for his kingdom to come is one article in the Our Father, which we daily pray. This article can only be achieved when we help all people to believe in him. Amen.